It sure is cold out there today. Perfect weather for a story about, well, you guessed it, ice.
Ice. You mean like frozen water?
Exactly. We're diving into The Talking Icicle, a story about two kids, a porch, and the coolest, or I guess I should say coldest, icicle you ever did meet.
You know, icicles are more than just frozen decorations. They're actually a fascinating part of something much, much bigger.
Ooh, this sounds intriguing.
Yeah.
Okay, so picture this. A winter day, so cold, your breath turns into little clouds. Coco and Devin are bundled up, playing on their grandpa's porch, when suddenly, bam!
Bam, what happened? Did someone slip on the ice?
Not quite, but they did discover something amazing. Tons and tons of icicles hanging from the roof, all sparkly and pointy like crystal swords. Coco, being the brave one, reaches out to touch the biggest one. But just as her fingers are about to touch it,
Oh no, don't touch the pointy eye.
I know, right? But guess what? The icicle speaks. He says, "Hold on there, little one. Icicles are for admiring, not grabbing."
Whoa, a talking icicle. That's not scientifically possible, but okay, let's go with it.
Well, in this story, anything is possible. The icicle introduces himself as Sir Drip-a-Lot, the most important icicle in the whole wide world. Coco and Devin, well, let's just say they're a little bit surprised.
I bet they are. But how did Sir Drip-a-Lot become an icicle in the first place?
That's a great question, and luckily, Sir Drip-a-Lot is happy to explain.
He sounds like a very informative icicle.
He is. Sir Drip-a-Lot tells Coco and Devin that when snow on the roof melts a little bit from the sun's warmth, the water drips down, drop by drop, and freezes again in the cold air, making a tiny, icy spike.
Right, like when you put a tray of water in the freezer to make ice cubes, except instead of a flat tray, it's a pointy icicle.
Alternate way to put it. And this process keeps happening, adding more and more ice until, voila, you have a long, pointy icicle, just like Sir Drip-a-Lot. But that's not all.
There's more.
Sir Drip-a-Lot also reveals a big secret. He's part of something called the water cycle.
The water cycle. Now, that is something I know a lot about. It's like a giant, never-ending adventure for water. It's constantly moving and changing, going from liquid to solid to gas and back again.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So, how does Sir Drip-a-Lot fit into all of this?
Well, he explains to Coco and Devin that when he melts, he'll turn into water and maybe become part of a puddle. Then that puddle might flow into a stream, and the stream might join a river flowing all the way to the ocean.
This looks like a journey.
Exactly. And it doesn't stop there. The water from the ocean evaporates into the air, forming clouds.
Clouds, those fluffy things in the sky.
Yes. And you know what clouds do? They bring rain and snow.
So that's how it all connects.
Yeah.
The water cycle is truly amazing. Just as Coco and Devin are starting to understand all of this, something happens. The sun peeks out from behind a cloud, and its warm rays shine directly on Sir Drip-a-Lot. And uh-oh, he starts to melt.
Oh no. Is Sir Drip-a-Lot going to be okay?
Well, he lets out a dramatic sigh as he turns into a tiny drop of water and plops right into Coco's mitten. Coco and Devin are sad to see their new friend disappear. But luckily, our expert is here to explain what really happens next.
Melting might seem like the end for Sir Drip-a-Lot, but it's actually just another part of his adventure. That tiny drop of water in Coco's mitten will eventually evaporate into the air and become part of a cloud. And then, as we talked about, that cloud could bring rain or snow.
So Sir Drip-a-Lot could come back to Earth as a snowflake, or maybe even form a brand new icicle next winter.
Precisely. He's not really gone, just transforming and continuing his journey through the amazing water cycle.
What a wild ride. So remember, next time you see an icicle sparkling in the winter sun, think of Sir Drip-a-Lot and his incredible journey. He's a tiny part of a much bigger adventure, an adventure that never ends. What do you think our friend Sir Drip-a-Lot will be next? A raindrop, part of a rushing river.
Maybe even the morning dew on a blade of grass. The possibilities are endless, just like the water cycle itself. Keep your eyes peeled, and maybe you'll spot him on his next adventure.
And that's it for our deep dive today, explorers. Until next time, stay curious.